This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Try new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea. Discover a world where unexpected blackberry flavor transports you to a berry delicious place. A world so full of refreshing blackberry iced tea that you may never want to leave. However, you will eventually have to. But take your time. Try new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea. Visit amazon.com/pureleaf and enter 20 Pure Leaf for 20% off your purchase of new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea.
Ready for summer and want an enjoyable day trip? Head to Fauquier County, Virginia, just off I-66, nestled in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Fauquier County has over 25 local wineries, breweries, hiking trails, and Rappahannock River access. Check out visitfauquier.com for details. Fauquier County, find what you love.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steeler Nation what's on our minds. I'm Melanie Friedlander. On Friday, the NFL Players Association released a statement opposing the possible decision by the NFL to eliminate the hip drop tackle. Back in early February, NFL Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alan Sills stated that the league was considering this move to decrease the risk of ankle injuries, and he expected an active conversation leading up to the annual owners' meeting, which will occur near the end of this month. The timing of the statement is not a coincidence, in my opinion, and it has everything to do with the process required for banning this type of tackle. If this change is coming, it will likely be based on a recommendation from the NFL's Competition Committee, which was created by Commissioner Pete Rozelle to replace the Rules Committee just before the 1970 merger. They meet during the NFL Scouting Combine each year, which just concluded, after reviewing feedback from all 32 NFL teams after the season ends. They also consider input from league medical advisors, members of the Coaches and General Manager Subcommittee, and the NFLPA. Their review includes data on injuries. During their meeting in Indianapolis, they would review video, draft rules proposals and positions, discuss proposals submitted by clubs, and prepare a report with their recommendations and statistics to support them. At the annual owners' meeting, the competition committee presents their report of findings to all 32 owners, who then vote on any proposed new rules or rule changes. A 3/4 majority is required for approval of any changes. And the NFLPA has no role in this process. They have no representatives in the room for those discussions. While the Players Association sometimes sends player representatives to participate in the actual competition committee meetings, they did not do so this year, and the timing of their statement certainly seems like a strategic move in the court of public opinion. In their statement, they explained that they did not want to give the competition committee cover to mislead the public and create the impression that the players support any particular rule change just because they were in the room where it happened. In their words, they didn't want to provide PR cover for bad policy. The NFLPA wants to reserve their rights for creating policy by collective bargaining because they believe rule changes made by the competition committee have rarely helped players to do their jobs more safely or effectively. The biggest problem the league faces with this potential rule change is how to define a hip drop, and this will likely lead to bad officiating. If you look at the ankle injury to Cowboys running back Tony Pollard, the mechanism is pretty clear. But not all plays are that obvious. On the play where Patrick Mahomes suffered a high ankle sprain, it was defensive lineman Corey Peters who made the hip tackle, but linebacker Arden Key was actually the defender who rolled up on the quarterback's ankle and caused the injury. So is that a hip drop tackle? This could be as murky as defining a completed catch. I agree with most of the players who have been vocal in their opposition to a ban on the hip drop tackle. I'm all for player safety, but ankle injuries will happen regardless. It doesn't make sense to handicap the defense with a rule that will almost certainly create more confusion for the NFL officials, who already struggle on a weekly basis. That's my take. You can follow me on Twitter, @GirlSurgeon. Check out The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Follow us on SteelersDepot.com and check out The Terrible Podcast with Dave Bryan and Alex Cazora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Are you tired of hiding your smile? Maybe it's time to get some help from G4 by Goldpa. Their talented technicians specialize in creating brand new permanent teeth in just 24 hours. With as few as 4 titanium implants, you can enjoy a fully customized bridge for your upper and or lower set of teeth. You can have peace of mind knowing that the G4's experienced lab technicians have designed more than 15,000 new smiles. You can have a new smile that looks, feels, and functions just like natural teeth. Patients from all over the world travel to G4 to get their permanent smiles in just 24 hours and change their lives forever. Booking an appointment has never been easier. Simply visit yourteeth.com today and schedule your appointment with G4 by Golpa. Mention this podcast when you book to save $1,000. So what are you waiting for? Get ready to show off your new, confident smile with G4 by Golpa. Visit yourteeth.com today and start your journey to a new, permanent smile in just 24 hours. G4 by Golpa. Powered by technology. Inspired by patience.